We're joined now by the Tánaiste and Minister for Foreign Affairs and Defence, Simon Harris. Tánaiste, what's the Irish government's position on Israel's ongoing attacks on Iran?
Well, good afternoon, Paul. I think what we're seeing happening in Iran and what we're seeing happening in relation to Israel and Iran is extraordinarily dangerous. In fact, it could not be more serious. And the Irish position, and indeed the position of the European Union, is to really call on people to step back from the brink here. We need to see an immediate de-escalation. And this afternoon, the High Representative for the European Union has, on behalf of all members, to participate in any diplomatic efforts that can take place.
We just had a breakup on the line there, but just can I ask you, the Israeli Prime Minister said he had to act as Iran could have developed a nuclear bomb within a matter of months. Do you accept that as a fact?
No, I accept there's very serious security issues in the region, and I believe the way you address these is through a negotiated way forward. And as you were saying with your previous guest, there were negotiated structures already in place, with indeed more due to take place in the coming days. Can I tell your listeners, though, today that we have taken a decision to update our travel advice in relation to Israel, and the very clear travel advice from Ireland now is that no Irish citizen should travel to Israel. We already had such travel advice in place in relation to Iran, and today we're extending that in relation to Israel. We're keeping in very close contact with our diplomatic teams on the ground in Iran and in Israel, but I would ask all Irish citizens to heed that updated travel advice.
And do we have many Irish people living there? I know there were plans to open up an embassy in Tehran.
So we have a diplomatic presence in Iran, and we have a small number of diplomats there, and I thank them for the work that they're doing. We're in regular contact with them. There are a small number of long-term residents of Iran who are Irish citizens. I think a number of around 17 are known to us through the diplomatic structures, and of course we're keeping in very close contact with them too. But the advice, and I suppose the change of advice today, is to extend the please do not travel from not just being Iran, but also being Israel. This is an extraordinarily dangerous and volatile time, and I'd encourage all Irish citizens to heed that advice.
What's your reaction to the fact that Ireland has received a diplomatic cable from the United States urging it not to participate in a UN conference next week, which will discuss a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians?
Well, I believe a number of countries who are planning on attending that conference in the United States. And just to be very clear, Ireland absolutely will be attending and participating fully in the two-state conference due to take place in the UN. Of course, the United States of America has every right to convey its views in relation to foreign policy. But we also, by the way, have every right to have our foreign policy. And what's happening at the moment in Gaza is genocide. There are children being left to starve. And a two-state solution is further away than it ever has been. And now is actually the time, not for diplomatic cables, but for leadership. For leadership to make sure the starving children can get the food, much of which is parked in Jordan, and to help bring about an end to the horrific genocidal activity. I know that is the very, very strong view of the Irish people. It's the very strong view of the Irish government. And we've every right to convey our foreign policy position. And I think the United States is well aware of our position, which I must say is now the position of so many countries right across the world who are just utterly horrified at what they're seeing on their television screens and hearing about it.
We're having a little bit difficulty with the line, but we'll just continue for another minute. The economic turbulence which has been caused by Israel's attack on Iran is already visible in the price of oil. And this is at a time when there was already turbulence over the possibility of the European Union being hit by tariffs from the United States. Do you have any update in relation to that?
Yes, I had a very good meeting, a very good online meeting yesterday with Jemison Greer, President Trump's trade representative, the main interlocutor in terms of the negotiations between the United States and the European Union. I must say, from that call, I took it that the United States does want to deal with the European Union. I'm due to speak to our Trade Commissioner, Maros Sefcovic, on Monday. There's a very small window available now of about 26 days until the pause on tariffs is due to end. And it's absolutely essential that not a day is wasted in finding a way forward. The trade relationship Ireland is simply too big for anyone to sniff at it or ignore it. We have to find a negotiated way forward. And I thought from my call with Ambassador Greer yesterday, I thought he got that too. I also raised with him the issue of the pharma sector. I believe when we get beyond the bombast and the rhetoric and actually look at the detail of how the pharma sector operates, We are interdependent, the European Union and the United States, when it comes to supply chains. We can actually work together, I believe, in a way that would be good for the pharma industry, good for patients, and that really needs to be our focus.
You're joining us from a meeting of the British-Irish Council, which is being hosted by the Northern Ireland Executive. One question still hanging in the air is whether the Irish government will give an increased contribution to help build the GA's Casement Park in Belfast after the UK government announced a £50 million investment, £50 million earlier this week. Will you?
We're certainly willing to consider helping further, but I should say the Irish government has already made a very significant willingness to contribute in relation to Casement. I welcome the fact that the British government has joined us in that effort this week, as of course have the GAA. The Northern Ireland Executive, and I would have made this point to the First and Deputy First Minister today, they obviously now need to decide how they wish to pursue. And of course the Irish government will want to be very helpful in getting this built. This is really, really important for the provision of sports facilities, and we'll continue to engage constructively. But I must say the main issue dominating our mind here in Northern Ireland today is of course the awful riots and thuggery that we've seen on the streets of Northern Ireland. We saw more than 20 police officers injured in Portadown overnight. I just want to express huge solidarity with them. And I think all of us at the British-Irish Council are very clear in the view that we have a shared responsibility to confront racist violence and thuggery wherever it occurs. No jurisdiction, no country is immune from it. And I want to fully support the First and Deputy First Minister in their ongoing work in relation to this.
Can I turn to the big domestic political story this week, rent reforms, including extending rent pressure zones to the entire country. You told the Dáil yesterday that emergency legislation would be brought forward next week. Surely you should have had it ready to go last Tuesday.
No, I think it's perfectly appropriate to do it this way. What we're doing here is we're extending renters' protections. There's around 11 counties in Ireland that will benefit from this. And we need to bring forward the legislation quickly. And that's always been our intention. That's how Cabinet would have been briefed this week in relation to it. Minister Brown will bring the emergency or the interim legislation, if we can call it that, to Cabinet on Tuesday. And then we'll need to obviously see how this works in terms of the Oireachtas cooperation and the likes. But it's possible that we could have it introduced into the Dáil later next week.
I'm still not clear, Tánaiste, just as to why it was not ready for Tuesday. I mean, the Housing Minister today, he was talking about there were a few different moving parts in relation to this. Isn't Sinn Féin right where they just say it's a total botch job?
Well, no, because Sinn Féin would have got rid of the rent pressure zone. Rent was about reference rents, which would have actually seen existing tenants' rents increase. We're actually extending rent protections to lots of constituencies, including Donegal, where Deputy Piers Doherty represents, that doesn't have rent pressure zones at all now. So this is a good step forward. But Minister Brown is right. There was a lot in the proposal that he brought forward. No-fault evictions, providing certainty for people who want to increase housing supply, providing certainty and security for renters. This is a huge body of work. Every week, this government is going to be taking big and bold decisions on housing. This is the latest one. There'll be further proposals at Cabinet, I believe, in other areas regarding housing next week. And you can expect now to see a series of big, bold announcements on housing to really try and ramp up supply. And I'm very satisfied that the legislation James Brown will bring forward next week will extend protections to more renters than ever before in Ireland. And I think that's a good day's work.
Tánaiste and Minister for Foreign Affairs and Defence, Simon Harris, thank you very much for joining us.